Alright, space is still fake. It's just as fake as anything else out there, but the people who are confidently calling COVID fake still believe in space, for the most part. And if you still believe in space, you may as well believe in global warming, COVID, and dinosaurs and everything else. COVID killed the dinosaurs. You can't have one foot in the Matrix, one foot out. If you don't know the world's flat, it doesn't really matter what your opinions are about medical tyranny. You have to really undermine, within your own mind, the worldview established by establishment scientists, who are basically prostitutes, just as much as the establishment media pundits are all whored out to New World Order narratives, and that's what they protect at all costs. Let's see, we're joined here by Divine Matrix, has his proper cup of coffee. Let's see, MF Doom, Death Faker. Yep, I have the link here. Someone wants me to bring this up. Someone was asking about a rapper, MF Doom, who died on New Year's, and the ritualistic implications here, considering his actual death date was Halloween. So you die on Halloween, a guy who's known for wearing a mask, MF Doom, and his death isn't announced until New Year's, which many say, well, January, is the two-faced god Janus, looking forward and looking back into the previous year and into the new year. Sounds legit. Seems like a death faker. It's how you sell records these days. I mean, Tupac was way ahead of the curve on that one. I mean, most of the rappers and musicians and celebrities, you know, who die these spectacular deaths, you know, very tragic, very well written, but unignorable. They're usually fake. These are staged deaths. This is how theater works in the world today. People think that movies and theater and entertainment is one thing and news is another. That the actors that you see on the news are actors when they're not portraying somebody on a screen. It's like, no, they're actors whenever you see them. That's the nature of the hypermediation. They put you in the movie. So you're not looking through a screen. You're actually on the other side. You're through the looking glass. We live in Wonderland. So let's continue. And the world stage, we should all know by now, 2020, it laid it all bare. It's not a metaphor. We have countless examples of actors in high places portraying politicians, acting for the cameras like they believe in this stuff. And we know they don't. We absolutely know it. The hypocrisy, as I knew it would, revealed how little they actually believe about any of this stuff. They know it's just there to frighten the sheeple. Okay, Death Faker, we'll continue on this one as well. That's just one thing we're looking at. Empty hospitals. You know, the Film Your Hospitals thing never went away. If you go to filmyourhospitals.com, I have an ongoing thread of the empty hospitals, empty tents, fake testing centers. I mean, this thing is such a hoax, but look, inside a Brooklyn hospital that is overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients, March 30th, 2020. I mean, they are recycling propaganda. They're using the same exact photography, changing the dates. So this video was shared on Channel 4 in the UK. Frame-by-frame analysis showed every shot, even the nurse with the back to the wall, all staged. This individual has actually gone through and shown that they're recycling propaganda, quite literally. Same patients. And look, we saw this happen where there was this chaotic scene, which doesn't make sense. When you look at an emergency room, it's not chaos. You know, they know what they're doing. But if you look at how they portray it on the news with these actors, like the cameras swinging wildly, patients are falling out the windows because the rooms are so packed. It's like, okay, it's a pandemic, epidemic, emergency. Everybody just stay home and be afraid. Well, then you find out these things are empty. Then you find out that the footage that you see of your local pandemic epicenter is from Italy, and you live in New York. And then that same footage shows up in San Diego, and Italy's Sky News apologizes. Oh, we're sorry that this somehow got published in New York. CBS apologized. Nobody apologized for San Diego. Meanwhile, I'm wondering, was that even filmed in a hospital? Or was this just some footage that they said was from these different hospitals? And are they all buying stock footage from the same places? Like Fox News, CNN, probably even InfoWars. You know, they all have like an account at some place where they buy stock footage. Oh, I need some grieving parrots. Oh, give me some COVID patients. And somebody's just selling to multiple clients. Anyway, recycled propaganda, they literally recycle everything. I mean, recycled crisis actors. How many times did we see Wayne L. Sexton this year? Or the crisis actress most recently known as Wayne L. Sexton. And we'll be keeping up with the crisis actors in 2021. We started that right after Parkland, when that acting troupe became real. That's another thing, okay? We say the world stage is real. It's not a metaphor. Just take, for example, the fact that you have a well-known, well-exposed theatrical production called Parkland. And this fake shooting has all of its characters pretty much exposed as actors, but they just keep going. Then they become street activists. Then they go on TV shows, talk shows, they go on Ellen. They have Twitter accounts, and now they're, quote, as real as you and I. They're real people now. So we have people coming out of the screens, out of the fake news, out of propaganda, just out of, like time travelers. They didn't exist. And crisis actors are all time travelers in that sense. If you think about the news media history, all of it as based on timelines. And when you insert a character or an event that is, fake, a lie essentially, but you insert somebody who's not authentic, that wasn't really there before, and then you have to, of course, invent stuff for the backstory, that's time travel. You're adding into the timelines. And the reason why this is relevant is that we live in 1984 quite literally, and the Ministry of Truth is tearing, like just the other day, they tore down a statue of Abraham Lincoln. I mean, are they going to rewrite the history on that guy now? Like Abe Lincoln, I thought he did something good, but he wasn't woke enough. But Senator Byrd's statue is still up. Senator Byrd, as you know, Grand Dragon KKK, mentor to Hillary Clinton. Like, even if you know this stuff is all fake and staged, or how much of it is just made for public consumption, the stuff that's worth paying attention to, I think, is the secret societies, the real influences, who they really have their allegiances to. And one thing about 2020 that we have seen is that the secret societies have flaunted. They have flaunted their signs, their symbols, their nomenclatures. I mean, their nomenclature. At first they said, if you call this thing a reset, if you say COVID's some kind of a reset, we're resetting the world, you're a conspiracy theorist. They actually called you a conspiracy kook if you use the word reset. Now they get behind it. And you have this guy who looks like Darth Vader without the helmet on, Klaus something. You know, he comes out barely intelligible. And they do this because it gives him credibility with sheeple. They hear an accent like that, they think this guy knows what he's talking about. Anyway, this guy's talking about a reset. World Economic Forum, in their logo, has a 666 built into it with the slash through the O's, making sixes. And he's talking about taking advantage of COVID to never reopen society again. It's the strangest thing. It's like you get sick, you know, you get put into a bed. It's like, well, you know what? No reason for you to ever walk again. Let's just go ahead and remove your legs and just, build you into the bed. It's a strange thing. We have this individual, all these individuals out there. It's like, who elected Bill Gates to euthanize 95% of the population? And now he's talking about dimming the sun. It's like, well, the one thing we do know that might have some effect against any kind of pathogen, I think, or biological pathogen, would be sunlight. You can't overdose on, you can, but, sunlight. You know, there's no real side effect. You know, might just kill some percentage of it. But he's saying, no, we got to dim the sun. So you want to dim the sun now that you've got approval to vax everybody. And I'm not a vaxophobe. This is a very pro-vax channel. I want to see everyone in the mainstream media vaxed for 2021. What's Vax Antifa? Let's just vax all the voters. If you voted for this nonsense, get your vax. And I've been saying this for some time. You know, a lot of people who are vaxophobes, they get locked in this bubble where they assume that nobody wants it. And so they think, okay, well, how are we going to resist it? How are we going to fight it? And it's like, you know, you don't, understand how marginal that view actually is. Most people want it bad, and there are people lining up for miles for vaccines. They're not going to be able to distribute it fast enough. They're going to be people double dosing. You're going to have vax junkies, people who get addicted to the rush they get from the illusion of pure safety, from being invincible. Now they can freely walk around and they don't have to fear the breath of other people. But you're going to have lines, and you have these arguments now. Who do we give it to first? We can't vax the whites first. That's white privilege. We got to vax the blacks first. And then you have people like Farrakhan coming out saying, well, no, actually, this is a poison, and they want to exterminate non-whites. So you have some people on that side saying, well, then, yeah, let's vax the whites first. So some people want to vax the others first out of altruism. Others want to vax the others first because they think the thing might be toxic. So I'm just saying, you're not at the front of the line. You're not going to get it. You're going to have to fight for it. I'm surprised they're not charging people for it. By the way, there's going to be a big protest in D.C. Donald Trump is actually backing this up. I'm seeing it in his tweets. He said, the big protest rally in Washington, D.C. will take place at 11 a.m. on January 6th. Stop the steal. Now, if you've been following this channel, we have been talking about the Metascript and how everything they're doing is telegraphed. And one of the things they telegraphed was the meme, release the Kraken. I'm not going to go over it right now, but back in July and August, I was focusing on the meme, release the Kraken, how it had been disseminated, and how it related to 11-3, even down to the fact that the trailer was 1 minute 13 seconds. So we were expecting 11-3 to have something to do with this Kraken thing. Well, look what's happened since then. One, we had Hunter Biden's crack pipe. Maybe it's related, maybe it's not. But I think that the word magic means something. Phonetics, Kabbalistic magic, symbolism, Kraken, crack, probably related, but we'll just stick with Kraken. So release the Kraken. I started talking about it because the NHL's 32nd team, called the Seattle Kraken, just put out a trailer, and their logo has this, it looks like an anchor, but it also looks like the Seattle Space Needle with the tentacles. So here we are talking about, well, what's going to happen? Is something going to come out of the ocean, you know, Cthulhu or something, going to wipe out Seattle? We're going to see a nuke. Seattle's going underwater. So we're looking, and the Kraken turns out to be, I believe, just this split, the crack. The split on the election. This is the rift. And so I think Kraken is actually about this. And so since then, the phrase release the Kraken has come to mean the election. So again, 11-3, release the Kraken, was predicted in a number of ways, like we were talking about. But this catchphrase, and this is the thing, it's now a catchphrase that's been going around because of Trump's attorney or lawyer, whoever she is it Powell, is just getting behind this, let's dispute. You know, Sidney Powell says, release the Kraken. Again, I believe it has to do with the split. And there's so much symbolism here, it's unbelievable. There's so much symbolism that it's undeniable, in fact, is what I should say. The mainstream news is unbelievable at this point. You know, before we get too much further, I wanted to go ahead and play this. We have a number of episodes. If you haven't seen it, they're out there now. Southpole.lol, we're going to rebuild the site. Right now, it's just renting space on the Infinite Plane Media site, but southpole.lol. If you haven't been following, we just had episode 6 come out. And you know, before we get any further, I wanted to go ahead and just play a clip if you want to know what you're missing. This is a scene where Mayor Lightfoot gets her vaccine. So again, this is South Pole.
Got you that COVID-25 with HIV blocker and Regeneron nanobots.
You can bill it to my constituents.
You got it.
It's showtime!
All right, so if you want some context for that, and Bill Gates as this black market vax dealer, go to southpole.lol and catch up. We're going to have season 2 premiering in a couple of weeks. but next week we're going to do a big catch-up. Again, it's southpole.lol. A lot of clips are going to be surfacing. Let's continue. Tier 5 in London. I can't believe they're even going along with this clown show. I think everybody sees through it. There's no fear. What you have now is rebellion, mockery, peer pressure on one side, but where is the actual fear? When was the last time you looked in the eyes of someone and you saw genuine fear? And it's like, what other point too? Because I've been seeing a number of mask Karens, you know, being lauded as heroes for freaking out on people for not wearing masks. It's like, look, if you're that afraid of faces, if you're that afraid of people not wearing masks, then why did you even leave your house? Are you brave or are you stupid? If you're that appraised of the danger that you're now willing to get on top of a table and Karen in front of everybody and set everybody straight, what are you doing even leaving the place of residence where you're safe? And what's more, science has established that yelling spreads COVID. Chanting spreads COVID. And I think the only reason why the protesters don't catch it is obviously in 2020, I think has proved this to be the case, tear gas purges COVID-19 from the atmosphere. You have not had one single Antifa die of COVID-19. That should tell you something. You know, they're the ones who put on the ISIS masks. You know, they're the ones who cover their faces first. They wear the gas mask. They're the first ones to start pushing the medical tyranny through the green agenda. You know, Antifa's far super left. They're all in favor of lockdowns. Yet they don't die. And have you found a single BLM member? Has there been any outbreaks? You've had a number of outbreaks among Trump voters, Trump supporters, where they say, oh, there's this rally in Michigan. We've had 3,000 people die or 30,000 people infected. Yet you have 4 or 5 months of sustained protests and not one person catches it. You had like 90 people get hit by cars. Not one caught COVID. It's like maybe Antifa and BLM ought to go protest the Department of Transportation. All right, I'm going through my Twitter feed, just catching up on a few things here. This is a quote from George Orwell, and this is very important, but I want to add on to it. Needs to be updated. If people cannot write well, they cannot think well. If they cannot think well, others will do their thinking for them. Okay, now if we replace write with see, I think we might get closer to where we're at today. Because the problem today isn't an inability to write or to read, or even to be heard. The problem has to do with visual literacy. So if the people can't see, if they can't see well, they don't understand what they're seeing, then they will have to rely on others to do their seeing for them. And this has to do with the experts in high places, questionable establishment scientists like the astronauts, who are all actors. I think it's safe to say right now that the burden of proof has been shifted. We established this at the International Flat Earth Conference 2020, virtual conference a few weeks ago. We have shifted the burden of proof. The space station is fake. The astronauts are actors. The new one, Victor Glover, totally bombed. He tried to show us the globe with his cell phone. He showed us a corner of a screen that was clearly LED, and he did a circle with his phone so that it would make it look like you'd seen the whole circle. Might have been compelling and convincing for some of the visually illiterate, but when he brought the phone back to himself, his face was upside down. So he goofed it. But what I'm suggesting here is that right now the problem is not a failure of people to get information or read information, but they're not comprehending it. They're not seeing it. They're visually illiterate. They see an augmented virtual reality prop and they think it's real. And what can you do? Because you're being fooled by stage magic. And that's actually what it is. It's stage magic. Like we all remember that, okay, none of you remember what was said during the debate with Kamala Harris and Mike Pence. Nobody remembers the substance of the debate. But we all remember the gigantic fly on Pence's head. Well, that was not a real fly. And to me, that was just a major litmus test. And they've done this a few times to see if we're comprehending. And the fact that people in mass can be tricked by a fake fly on the vice president's head during a debate and they have no comprehension of how fakeable it is, tells you how lost that we actually are. So seeing is believing if it comes from the proper authorities, and that whatever they show you is true. And that's the standard of evidence. And that's not actually logic. It's see-say. It's the visual equivalent of hearsay. And I've been finding many examples, and you can find them as well, of just how sophisticated and advanced augmented reality is, what they can actually accomplish without green screens. So we're not going to see green screen glitches anymore. Once the ISS goes down and they replace it with a new thing, it's going to be better CGI. The limiting factor for deep space travel has always been computer-generated graphics, and they've actually made some progress. Oh, and by the way, hopefully I can find the link. If not, I'll bring it up later. There's a very popular UFO spotting channel who happened to find what he believed to be footage from the ISS of a flying saucer or some kind of a craft going over the Earth, dipping under the clouds, but keeping track with the ISS. And he followed it for like 30 minutes live. It happened to be the exact same shadow that I pointed out at the Flat Earth Conference. It's Smudgegate. So if you know what Smudgegate is, when the ISS streams live, there's different angles you get. And one of the angles, and I'll bring it up for you now, I mean, it's all fake. You know, you have a huge burden of proof to meet if you're going to say this is real. But when the ESA does their footage, the European Space Agency, they often, and here it is, I just found it again, and you can look right now, it's live. There you go, they say it's live, it's not live. Right where my cursor is, we're looking next to the elbow. This is outside the cupola. On the right, you have a solar panel, which is very, look, this is the strange thing to me, the solar panel. Well, we'll get into this later. You can see the edge on it. You can see that it's not really there, but this is a screen. Now, if you look by the elbow, you see a little black dot. Now, that black dot is the ISS's shadow. How I know this? Well, it perfectly correlates and aligns with where the sun would be. It's perfect for a computer model. It's perfect, literally. And it's consistent no matter what angle you get with the ESA. They always have a shadow, but nobody else does it. And I wonder, it's like, I guess, I mean, they all share the same backstage to some extent, but I guess they have a different animation department. Because what I see here is an animator who got a little overzealous, didn't think it through, or maybe he didn't have access to a scientist to explain to him why you wouldn't have a shadow of a flimsy object. I mean, the ISS is the size of a football shield, but it's mostly empty space. Why you wouldn't have a shadow the size of, I don't know, Rhode Island, 300 miles below. I mean, this shadow is like 30 miles across. It's bigger than a city. So I've been calling this thing Smudgegate, because Red's Rhetoric, who's a very popular anti-flat earther who says we're crazy for questioning this stuff, Red's Rhetoric says, oh, that's just a smudge on the lens. Like, well, that's one of the most persistent smudges I've ever seen. I mean, can they do a spacewalk and wipe it off? But Smudgegate is what we call this thing. And they haven't cleaned it up, and it's still there. You can look at it for yourself. So this little spot has recently shown up in news stories as evidence of a flying saucer. Some guy says, oh, that's a flying saucer. Well, you might want to take that up with Red's Rhetoric, because I'm telling you, that's the ISS's shadow. Okay, let's move on. Empty hospitals. I want to get into this really quick. People are onto it. You know, this thing exploded last April, May. The fact that the hospitals are empty, that they're basically staging a pandemic. They're using a decoy operation where, you know, like World War II, you had the inflatable tanks everywhere. Well, here you've got the empty tents, empty hospitals. Well, now many of these hospitals are putting up fences to block people who might come in and observe. They certainly have something to hide. And whatever they do show us is pretty much staged, and staged badly. All right, so I'm going through my Twitter feed again just to catch up on a few things. We've been behind the scenes working on some improvements. We do have a 24/7 internet streaming radio player. Just go to infiniteplanesociety.com. And we're also going to be mirroring on Dark Matter Radio. And I have a couple of podcasts that I've been producing, which will be released at scheduled times. So I'll have all these updates and more later on tonight. Like I said, I just wanted to quickly do a catch up on things and just see how everyone is for 2021. I mean, again, the bad news is the predictive programming tends to predict the future, and Mad Max took place in 2021. Just a heads up. Mad Max movie might be worth watching again, just to see what else is in this. There's got to be some heavy symbolism. I mean, I remember one scene in particular where he's walking across the desert and he has a pole across his shoulders and he has a can of gas on each side. Very Christ-like. So he's going to go save the world with his blood, which is the gasoline, and he's carrying it like it's a cross. So there's some, and then he later plays Jesus in Passion of the Christ. One of the things I like to do when I look at these celebrities, because these celebrities are more than just actors, they're components, they're props on the world stage, but they're also usually embodying archetypes, and they're being used in this really ornate ritual theater that takes place over generations. And you'll find that many of these characters will play the same archetypes. Many of these actors will play the same character, movie after movie, in ways that the public wouldn't be aware of unless they were privy to the symbolism of the secret societies. For example, Jim Carrey, you can examine 5 or 6 Jim Carrey movies in a row, and you find all these overt references to the Dog Star, which is very important within the Masonic system. And, you know, I bring this up because, you know, in the movie, you know, Jim Carrey's in a delusion, which is held up by the lies of the people all around him. But he wakes up when the Dog Star falls. The Dog Star falls from the sky because it's a stage light. He reads the label, it says Dog Star, and that causes him to awaken to the reality of the fact that he's in a delusion. He exists in a big deception. So he then, of course, breaks away from it. But the symbolism here is that the Dog Star had something to do with precipitating his awakening. So I'm looking at the symbolism, and then it turns out that New Year's Eve is specifically timed with that specific star. So the ball drop, for example, the ball drop actually has to do with the position of the brightest star in the night sky and its position relative to us at midnight on New Year's. So you're out there celebrating, or you're watching people celebrate, and they're all gathering around some pole where the ball drops, and this symbolizes the path of Sirius after New Year's when it starts to fall. But my point is that we're not informed about this, the celestial alignments. We're not informed about the meanings of the various symbols, because of course we're profane, we're outside the temple, we're, you know, blindfolded. But this has always been the case. Hollywood was created for this. Hollywood was created as the myth maker for the NWO religion. They're creating visions. And I say Hollywood, I really just mean the mediation in general. It refers to anything that, all the big productions that reinforce the main worldview, and oftentimes it's subtle. How many times have you seen a view of Earth from outer space? And the satellite is a camera that zooms in, and then you get to the local scene. Like the subtle reinforcements. Or you start off a movie and it has the Universal logo, the globe with the Universal across it, which just means Catholic. But the globe is the universal icon. It's the religion of the masses. It really is. It's the religion's icon. So if you had to say what the religion was for the world, from a completely outsider's perspective, like let's say you came from another universe or something, you probably wouldn't make a distinction between Christianity, Islam, Judaism, or even Scientology. You would probably just lump them all together. And you would say, well, their religion is outer space, and heaven is their higher concept, is actually this space migration. So all of the old religions have actually been replaced with the space age religion and its vision. And its scientists have replaced the priests. Commenter says, the Scientology ties are deep and widespread throughout Hollywood. Well, it's a fascinating topic when you get into what Scientology really is, who L. Ron Hubbard was, his association with Aleister Crowley, Jack Parsons, and Marjorie Cameron. This was all having to do with this group sex ritual they were doing to try to incarnate the Antichrist. Well, the woman in the ritual, Marjorie Cameron, resurfaces in some films by Kenneth Anger, co-founder of the Church of Satan, who was actually a Mickey Mouseketeer and an eyewitness to the pedophilia of Walt Disney. So there's some interesting trails here. But at the genesis of NASA, you have this strange, really, it's like a witch's brew. Out of it comes this space religion, Scientology. Out of this comes the modern concept of outer space, I think, which is basically, like I said, it's the old religion rebranded. The obelisk has been replaced by the rocket. Same rituals, though. They just occulted it. I mean, even the term Hollywood, as I think everybody knows, you know, it's a reference to the magic wand of the Druids. And when you get into what magic is, you know, we all think of magic as, you know, stage magic. That's a big part of it. But you can include NLP, propaganda, influence. You can include psychological operations, agitprop, fake news. You're talking about influencing people's minds to control their behaviors when you're talking about magic largely. And the other part of magic has to do with perception, the subtleties of sleight of hand, which is also given, and you know, this is where visual illiteracy matters. People don't know that they're seeing magic tricks all the time. The world stage is actually populated by stage magicians, and that's all we're seeing. Really quick, this is a screenshot from a TV show. I used to watch this. I was working at a grocery store, and during breaks, I'd watch this. It's called Big Bang. 9 years ago, they had this on the screen. DNA tracing, or DNA tracking, PCR, DNA. Anyway, on this screen behind one of the main characters, they're talking about PCR testing and DNA tracking to follow from that. And then right here, you have Batman, which is also very interesting, too, because remember, it's the bat virus, the bat soup virus. And then there's some more stuff with Batman. If you go to The Dark Knight Rises, where, you know, 2013, you have this movie where Batman is talking to the guy with no mask. I guess it's Robin or something. I mean, I have to rewatch it. And he says, I don't need a mask. I'm not afraid. And Batman says, you don't wear a mask for yourself. You wear it to protect the people you love. Which is a quote right out of 2020. And he hands the guy a grenade, which looks just like a COVID-19, a spiky ball, which he throws. And then it blows up with a little mushroom cloud, which hasn't happened yet, but everything else has. And one of the reoccurring symbols with the new Batman movie has been the bat as phoenix, a burning bat. What is the phoenix? Well, it's a reset. It's the symbol of the reset. You burn it down, build from the ashes, but you build back better. Which, by the way, you can spell with sixes. You know, replace the B's and build back better with your 666. But yes, the phoenix, the reset. That's what we're talking about. The idea of burning it all down to build it back up. And so the fact that the Batman movies were using this burning bat is suggesting that the incoming reset, the incoming phoenix, would be catalyzed by something having to do with the bat. And here you have Wuhan. By the way, we might have to move there. Like, if you want to have a nice New Year's like you did last year, if you don't want to have a lockdown, post-reset, dreary existence, we might all have to move to Wuhan. You got to see the pictures. And I guess we're all celebrating the same astrotheological cult, so all across the world we celebrate New Year's the same day. And here you go. Wuhan celebrates 2021 with huge crowds. I mean, unbelievable. And you got to compare this to places like London and Italy. And I know I thought the communists were the brainwashed ones. I mean, what do we have here? So, again, on the left you have Wuhan. I see a few masks, but did they ever get vaxxed? And whatever happened to the second wave? And when they got it, it was far worse than when we got it. if you remember, because they were falling on the streets. That doesn't happen anymore. Michael Mellis says the Great Reset is not a conspiracy theory. It's an explicit public plan. Yeah, at this point, it really is. But it was planned, I think, 100 plus years ago. If you ask me, this plan was it's that old. Like take, for example, the Twin Towers. Well, they were built 33 years before they took them down. Well, that was intentional. That's all part of the script. The Twin Pillars are the Twin Towers, the Twin Pillars of the Masonic Temple. All scripted ritual theater takes place over decades. Check this out. So while everyone else was locked down in New York, Mayor de Blasio had the stage to himself with his wife. And strangely enough, across her face, she's wearing a mask with the international symbol of the pedophile on her face. Can anybody explain to me the meaning behind this? I mean, this is what the FBI says is the logo for pedos. This was one of the big things that Pizzagate did expose, is that you do have this symbolic language used by this particular subgroup of subhumans. Well, why is she wearing this? And where's their social distancing? The hypocrisy, though, is off the charts. And again, eye-opening hypocrisy. So I appreciate it. Like, I want to give a shout out to all those crisis actors who helped make the job of the auto hoaxer this much easier. We don't even have to work to convince people something's fake. Just show them. It's just so obvious at this point. And people think, well, maybe they're messing up on purpose. Maybe they're doing this because they want to be exposed, or no, that's not what the case is. We're just now noticing, or if you're just paying attention. And that's the thing too. I mentioned how people are visually illiterate when it comes to the major deceptions of our time. That's true, but it doesn't mean that they're brainwashed and that they can't be steered in the right direction. They just have to ask questions. And I'm surprised they haven't eliminated question marks from the keyboards as of yet. I figured for 2021, they would just eliminate them altogether. I mean, what has been more problematic? Yeah, millions have tested positive for Sheeple 19. Millions, I think it was billions. You know, sadly, it's probably 95, 98%. Are there any flat earthers out there who believe in COVID-19? I found some patches I wanted to show you. This is kind of interesting because I brought up Jack Parsons, you know, the buddy, boyfriend of L. Ron Hubbard, and how they were doing this ritual to incarnate the Antichrist. And of course, this is all history. Okay, so if you're looking here at the screen, you're looking at some patches. These are patches for various psychological operations departments, special projects, flight test squadron, National Reconnaissance Operations Center, Joint Space Operations, and 411th Flight Test Squadron assessing the future. And all of them have these images that show these wizards, just classical depictions of the wizards. All of it having to do with outer space. So the meme maker here is asking, are wizards controlling the Earth through magic? This is a reoccurring theme on PSYOP patches. Is magic still a part of rocket launching, like in the times of Jack Parsons? Well, what do you mean still? You know, it's like it's never changed. If you didn't know, Jack Parsons was turning or using these rocket launches as there were ceremonies. And there have been a number of instances where people have revealed that there's some strange rituals around rocket launches. Like with the cosmonauts, some of them are bizarre. Like the cosmonauts line up and they urinate on the side of a bus. And the female astronauts, and I'll get to it, they have their urine in a capsule, which they throw on the side of a bus. Like, this is real stuff. This is what they do, their rituals. So let me go ahead and bring up some rituals of the... Here we go. Here's one. It's considered bad luck. This is from cosmonauts. For cosmonauts to watch the rocket being rolled out to the launch pad so they're kept away. The Soyuz moves from its hangar along a railway line, pulled for several hours by a local diesel. As the train inches towards the pad, spectators place coins to be flattened. And then you have a priest comes out, and he blesses the launch pad with holy water. So to me, this is really interesting. It looks just like obelisk worship with the Pope, where he prays at the obelisk three times a day. And all of these rockets are named after dead sun gods. You know, that's something else to consider. I'm not going to go too deep into the ritualistic fake deaths. There's quite a lot there. But listen to this. Probably the most extraordinary tradition of the Russian space program also goes back to Yuri Gagarin. On his way to the launch pad, he would have the bus stop so he could relieve himself against the back right-hand tire. So, goes on to say, in 1961, this made sense. The world's first spaceman did not want globules of urine floating around his capsule. It makes less sense today when they wear nappies and three layers of spacesuits. Nevertheless, astronauts are still expected to leave their bus, unzip their suits, and urinate on the bus's back right-hand tire. The suit technicians have to redo the palaver of zipping them up again. It says here that the female astronauts will bring vials of their own urine to splash on the wheel. So, again, that's what they do in Russia. And by the way, Americans don't get water on the space station. They get recycled Russian. That's what they drink. They Are Already Here says, if Kubrick was an actor on the world stage, who wrote his character's script? Right, good question. I've heard the Jesuits write the scripts, the Masons lay the bricks. I mean, I'm not quite sure, but I would say that Kubrick is relevant right now in 2021, but this whole last year, 2020 in many ways had a lot of facets of 1968 being replayed. And 1968's movie Space Odyssey was being referenced pretty indirectly, sometimes directly, with all of these obelisks just appearing everywhere. But anyway, Kubrick is a big deal because, of course, he was the one who staged the moon landing. Set up, he was the technical advisor, the artist, the aesthetics, whatever it was, but that's his handiwork. He bragged about it in The Shining. He told you in the subtext, in the symbolism, which is how he communicates. So, you know, you don't have to accept it, but it is true. Now, it's relevant here that his movie Eyes Wide Shut came out 30 years to the day of the Apollo 11 landing. Because Eyes Wide Shut, for a couple of reasons. One, it shows secret societies controlling behind the scenes, pretty much everything. But two, it's got Tom Cruise. Now, this is relevant. One, Tom Cruise is a Scientologist, and I brought up the Scientology thing. And he's, you know, high-level Scientology. This should say something about Tom Cruise's upcoming mission to go to the space station. So I'm like, wait, Tom Cruise is about to go to the space station, and so is some Russian actor. There's a new space race. Some Russian actor is going to space, and he's trying to get there before Cruise. But for Tom Cruise to go to the space station after having done a movie with Stanley Kubrick and having spent a lot of time with Stanley Kubrick makes me think that it's sort of like Cruise's trip to the space station will be the equivalent of what Kubrick did in terms of its PR power. Because the moon landing effectively convinced multiple generations that space travel is real, that the moon's a landable object. And you can't even question it. It's become an article of faith. And it still stands to today, till today, but it's fallen. It's not so convincing anymore, and people need new miracles. And I think they're sending Tom Cruise up there to bring about a new miracle. Because it's one thing when you have the astronauts doing it, but if they film a movie up there, and this is always the case, the movies that follow the psychological operations cement the existence of the fake thing. Oh, it must be real because they made a movie about it. It's paradoxical, but that's how it works. But with this Cruise going to the space station, I think it's very pertinent that, of course, he was friends with Stanley Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick faked the moon landing. So they're all in on this scam together. That's mostly my point. They're all in on the scam. Is he going to film Eyes Wide Shut Part 2 up there? I don't know. Although there have been some interesting sightings of Eyes Wide Shut style masks seen in reflections on the space station. Now, one more thing. Think about the title of that movie, Eyes Wide Shut. What does that really mean? Well, I think Eyes Wide Shut is Kubrick describing us, all of us. Well, not us. There's like 116 people here who can see. But the ones who don't know the difference between real and fake because they accept as primary evidence anything on a screen, their eyes are wide shut. Commoner says, is Trump a Scientologist? Well, it depends on what you mean by Scientologist. You know, when I say Scientologist, to me, I just think it's the same Mystery Babylon, just dressed up for the space age. You might as well say OTO. You might as well say Jesuit. And, of course, the people inside will say that couldn't be further from the truth. But that's because they're not inside the inside. You know, there's hierarchies here. There's layers. There's stratification. And the way that secret societies work, it's no more complicated than how security clearances work. So it's like, well, you may not have the security clearance. You could call it a security clearance society. Okay, so we were talking about the strange rituals in space. Again, they're not really going to space. All of this is just theater. It's a magic show, is what I've been saying. Someone suggested that the head of Pfizer vaccine is Chris Wallace. I've compared a few different angles, and I haven't been able to debunk it. It's an extraordinary claim, or it would be considered one, generally. So you would say, well, it's not true unless you can prove it to be true. But I think for 2021, we can go ahead and just say it. Everything that the media does is questionable. So until Chris Wallace proves that he is not the head of Pfizer, I'm just going to roll with it. We're going to be doing some more podcasts. Like I said, I'll be making some announcements. Also, the book Conspiratained is going to be out very soon. I've been going back and forth with the editing there. We'll be back later. Again, subscribe. And if you haven't joined the Patreon, it's the only way to get live stream notifications. Go ahead and subscribe, though, for those. But we are going to keep this going 24/7. And in addition to the 24/7, and you can see this if you scroll down below, if you're on DLive, we have internet streaming radio. And so what this means is you could just have it on in the background or whatever. But 24/7, we also have the streaming URL if you want that. But it's a mirror of this. So you'll be able to hear all of the replays and everything over there. Commoner asks if there's going to be an audiobook. I'm not sure. You know, I've had multiple people abandon audiobooks. Like I hire audiobook readers. And they tend to get triggered. You know, I've gone through it a few times. I could read my own possibly, but I don't know. We'll think about it. I've tried a few times, but they get rejected. When it comes to ACX and their standards, I need to have a sound booth, which I don't have. And at some point, I'll be in the middle of a sentence, there will be a dog barking. A dumpster will slam. Sirens will go off. Okay, a couple more things. Governments and the new church, these are all things we have established for 2021. With the reset, again, I said this at the very beginning. The reset is just when they push the button. So they haven't actually reset anything yet. They're just starting. So we're in a new religion. It encompasses everybody. Government's the church. Globe is their god. You might even say gravity. You know, it's kind of between the two. COVID-19 is the devil. Carbon pollution is sin. Viruses are demons. Infection is possession. Vax is obviously salvation. Because they're selling us salvation in this new church. And the unsaved are a threat to the saved because they can bring back the devil. A hand sanitizer is your holy water. Scientists are your priests. Nurses, nuns, tracer agents are your inquisition. Oh, you went to a party? That's like going to a black mass where you might have summoned the devil, as in COVID. So they need to trace everybody to see where the devil might go so you don't have an outbreak. Social distancing, face diapers. These are puritanical religious customs. Closing the bars early, shutting down the restaurants, not shaking hands. Yeah, this is all a puritanical revision of society. Anti-vaxxers are heretics, if not straight antichrists. Conspiracy theorists, you're the new Protestants. This is a counter-reformation, and it's not about literacy. You know, the original Reformation was about literacy, free flow of information. Now it's about who can see and who can't see. Again, mainstream media and mainstream media is like the church, or it's the priesthood of the church, which is government. Space is heaven. Global warming is the wrath of God. And of course, the overall religion is just a rebranding of the old one. This is the worship of the sun god, the god Osiris, the god of recycling, the god of eternal life, the original green god, the Saturnian-based deity. And if you look at the recycling logo, look at it closely next time, and I would advise you not to recycle. So, or if you do, look what you're doing. You're actually genuflecting before the green god, the earth god. What you have here is a hexagram hidden in between the three arrows. Arrow pointing up, arrow pointing down, recycling. This is all very occultic, and there's some symbolism here, but recycle, reset, same thing. What you're really seeing here is their basic belief, their basic astro-theological cult's main character's life story. You know, he's risen in the mornings, he dies at sunset, and then he goes into the underworld, and then he's recycled, he's reborn, himself reincarnated. So yeah, the recycling emblem is the original green god that you're paying homage to. And, you know, really, carbon taxes, they're selling indulgences. It's the same old system, just dressed up with the false pretense of science. They put science on it. Just put a sticker that says science on it, and people believe it. Going through comments, Barbu says, is Mein Kampf a Penguin classic? You know, I haven't, someone actually sent me a link. It was a video I did a few years ago. It was about Adolf Hitler. I think it was called Hippie Hitler. I don't think I'll be able to find it now, but there's this entire, like, it's actually a growing conspiracy theory that a lot of the elites are not only controlled puppets, but they come from very different backgrounds from what we have. And there's this widely held belief that Hitler was actually, if not a eunuch, a woman. You know, make of that what you will. I think news has always been fake. I don't think it just started becoming fake. I don't think there's any heroes. And I think it's kind of comical that people want to look back as though, you know, World War II was something to relitigate. And if we could just imagine or realize Hitler's vision, we could save the planet. These Hitler fanboys are lost. Just as lost as anybody else. Grimes, this is Elon Musk's wife. She wants to send her brain to Mars inside of a little vessel. Listen to this. Would she rather go to Mars or upload her consciousness to the cloud? She said, I want to upload my consciousness and have it in a humanoid vessel that can speak and move. Then I can go to Mars and other planets with my body inside of it. You know, the space agencies out there are putting all of their time, money, and energy into digging holes. Like, Elon Musk has gone further towards digging a hole to China than sending anybody to Mars. And the rest of it's going into CGI, augmented virtual reality. Like, why is that? Like, that should tell somebody something. But now they're prepping people for the idea that you could have consciousness divorced from the body. And this is part of the new world religion, transcendence. They've repackaged transcendence. You know, of course, you could travel to the higher worlds in just your mind. This is no different than meditating in the secret groups, their little meetings, the OTO, the Thelemites. They sit around and they believe they're traveling to these various spheres. They call it astral travel. And astral travel and space travel are pretty much the same thing. We're looking at mental exercises. I think space travel actually is allegory. I think it's allegory for higher states of consciousness. I have no reason to believe that anybody's getting into a craft and blasting themselves off of a ball suspended in nothing and then flying around in circles like a perpetual motion machine. You know, how come the ISS has never flipped? Imagine that. This thing is, they threw this thing into space. They built it, but nobody noticed because they didn't have any footage of it being built. And you have this thing, this we'll call it a cathedral in the sky, a most impressive thing to have built in zero space, and it's just no footage. But it hasn't flipped. It hasn't rotated. It hasn't rocked. You can look at the 20-year blooper reel. Look at the footage of the Earth. It never wobbles. It never tilts. It's perfect. It's too perfect to be real. That alone is very, very much, I think, debunking. Just the fact that it's too perfect, doesn't rock, doesn't tilt, doesn't move. It's too ideal. And that's what it actually is. It's an ideal, and it's been realized in a computer simulation. But look, we have no footage of the thing being built. That's problematic. So has anyone, this is another thing really quick, has anybody seen any space junk, any other satellites from the ISS? If you look at it, you don't have any lights, because supposedly you can see space junk or low Earth orbit objects because they're reflecting the sun. So they're very bright. Blindingly so, I imagine, from up there. But you don't see any lights, not on the horizon, never. They say occasionally they have to dodge space junk, and so one of the astronauts gets in the Capella or the cupola, where they have the window seat, and they steer the ship up over the space junk, and they keep going, if you want to believe that. Commenter says, why have none of the ISS recruits ever taken a picture of the moon? All you get are pictures of the astronauts taking pictures. You have a picture of an astronaut in the cupola taking a picture of the Earth, but that's all you get. But now again, we have people saying that the shadow that we've pointed out, the shadow of the ISS, which shouldn't be there, but it's there because it's CGI, they're calling the shadow a flying saucer. But we're the crazy ones. We're the crazy ones because we're not being fooled by cartoons. And we live in a Disney universe. And Walt Disney may have had a huge hand in all of this. Because ultimately, I think the Mars bases are theme parks. Your Mars bases are going to be theme parks that look like Mars, and everybody's wearing the right costume, so how are you going to know the difference? And then, of course, they're going to filter out anybody. You know, if you look into the recruiting procedures for any of these reality TV shows, they're looking for gullible, naive, ignorant exhibitionists who just want a lot of attention. So they're not going to have any shortage of recruits when they do start sending people to Mars in large numbers. I want to go over a couple more things here from my Twitter feed. There's just been so much happening. Chicago is renaming the buildings. They have 30 different schools they're renaming. And that's because they're named after slaveholders. Makes me wonder, though, like, everybody's name. Like, if that's your standard, right? Everybody's name is probably related to somebody who did something bad in the past. Except for Elon Musk's son, whose name is XAEA-12. But, like, George Floyd, for example. Are they going to have to go to George Floyd's tombstone and scratch George off of it? Maybe replace it with a Google Chrome suggested password like Musk and Grimes did? Like, that name George is very offensive because it's George Washington. A few other topics. I came across some other death fakers. Some people think that Kyle Schrimmed, and if you don't know who he is, I don't blame you because I didn't either. This individual is an actor from, I guess, Charmed. Anyway, some believe that this is death faker Paul Walker. I'll put a link in Discord if you want to follow up on that one. Going through your comments. Hoaxahana says, why do aliens have to be portrayed as so ugly? Right. There's different aliens, too. You have to remember there's like two classes of them. They give you the grays, which are like drones, and then you get the scary reptoids. You get the invaders, and you get the ones who have the tech. So like you have the flying saucers coming, you're like, oh, which ones are you? You're going to give me iPhone 33? or are you going to zap me? Because we didn't get rid of nukes in time. And they're always so judgy. Like, the only reason why they haven't come down here to, I don't know, save us is because we haven't demonstrated ourselves to be worthy of it. The only people who are worthy of meeting with the Galactic Federation are Israelis. Look, former Israeli space security chief says extraterrestrials exist, but they're waiting for us to, quote, reach a stage where we can understand what spaceships are. What does that even mean? Former Israeli space security chief sent eyebrows shooting heavenward when he said that the Earthlings have been in contact with the Galactic Federation. The UFOs have asked us not to publish why that they're here. Humanity is not ready yet, says Haim Ashed, head of the Israeli Defense Ministry's Space Directorate. So he's good enough. Says here, there is an agreement between the U.S. government and the aliens, and they're doing experiments on us. That's good to know. You got to watch Sputnik. New movie came out the same day as the Sputnik vaccine. It's about aliens that come through to you through the form of a virus, and they get into your body, they hijack you, and next thing you know, you're craving adrenochrome. Like space aliens that are actually viral parasites. And then they use you to feed on whatever it is that they particularly crave out of killing or eating humans who have been sufficiently terrorized. Real dark stuff. And they're super advanced, which I think is kind of strange. Miss Elise says, if there's any doubt as to the fakeness of the ISS, their toilet is all the evidence you need. Oh, didn't they spend $23 million? This has got to be a joke, right? So the ISS bought a toilet for $23 million in October. NASA astronaut shows off the $23 million space toilet that just landed on the ISS. If you ask me, this is a joke on us that we're flushing our money. That's what it is. I mean, where else is this thing going? I mean, this is probably a real object. They may actually develop some stuff, but is it in space? No. Nobody's in space. Space is fake. And we don't have to even apologize for saying that. You know, we don't have to say, well, I'm making a very extraordinary claim here. Brace yourself. No, it's self-evident that what they have demonstrated or claimed to be outer space, all across the board, there's nothing that stands scrutiny whatsoever. And you're welcome to prove us wrong. You know, I've been asking. One thing I've been wondering, it's like, where's the Terminator? If somebody could find one for me, I would appreciate it. I want to see a Terminator line, but not one from the ISS. And look, this is something I predicted last summer. I said, in 2021, you're going to see spacesuits. Well, it's here. 2021 is here. And the spacesuits did arrive a little early, actually. Add the gloves, add the PPE. What's the difference? And I think all of this is moving us towards a uniform. And this is also, if you ask me, it's dehumanizing. You know, it's not for safety. Now you're basically an ant and you're removing yourself from the human species. And that's because you're an alien. You're admitting that you're an alien if you have to wear a suit to be able to exist on the world in which you live. Like, clearly you're not from here, right? If you were from here, I think you might be a little more adapted. All right, thanks for joining. We'll be back later. This is Murder Hornets World War III. I'm so tired of the world.
round three. Watching my neighbors turn into zombies. Food on my face makes me feel uneasy. The commie world order is totally sleazy. Counting his cash. Now he can build his moon gulag. Nipsey, forgive me, I can't stay home. I'm going to the lake, gonna paddle my boat. Had enough Netflix, 4,000 lives.